So here we have an example of a surface on the very left that only has diffuse reflection. So it looks, if I were to ask you, so what does this look like? You might say it looks like a ping pong ball. You know, it looks like something that's not very shiny, it's flat. Then we have another, if you add a specular highlight, the part of the surface that reacts like a mirror, then you think, maybe this is maybe more plasticky, this surface. And if we on top add ambient shadows, shadows that are being cast, you even see it more realistically, more as a three-dimensional object. Now, in terms of computer graphics, in order to do all the ambient shadows on all of that, that takes a lot of computing powers. And people have been able to find shortcuts in terms of how much needs to be represented. And also, if they have more power of the computers, that they can now create these animated feature-length films where many things look pretty good in terms of their realistic appearance.